USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are concerned about the coronavirus threat.
This is a serious, serious disease that if it keeps spreading, it could be an existential threat to a lot of people in this country.
That's Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby, who also says that this could quickly become an existential threat to the world. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning Russia about interfering in this year's U.S. presidential election.
Meddling in our elections is unacceptable. The Trump administration will always work to protect the integrity of our elections.
The Secretary of State, they're talking with reporters at the State Department. He also says that he conveyed a message to Russia's foreign ministers when they met in Munich. And Harvey Weinstein is still not in jail after being found guilty of rape. Weinstein is in a hospital after complaining of chest pains. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
A first ever from the International Space Station on Wednesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Army Recruiting Command is joining NASA and Space Center Houston in hosting the first ever nationwide live oath of the enlistment from space tomorrow. According to reports, NASA astronaut and U.S. Army soldier Colonel Andrew Morgan will administer the oath from the International Space Station to more than 850 future troops in more than 130 locations across the country.
Winter weather is bearing down on the Midwest and Northeast this week. Forecasts are expected to bring heavy snow and disrupt travel. Chicago could see its biggest storm of the season. From the Midwest into the central Great Lakes region, 6 to 12 inches of snow could fall, with travel being affected starting on Tuesday. Home prices in the United States continue to rise along with equity. The cost of buying a home jumped 3.8% in December. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump, on his way back from India after wrapping up his first trip, held a news conference where he touched on a number of hot topics, including the spread of the coronavirus. The president saying the virus is very well under control in our country, despite 50 confirmed cases.
We've accomplished a lot. We had a lot of meetings, as you know. But the people are getting better. They're all getting better.
As Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for a debate on Tuesday night, the rise of Senator Bernie Sanders means that Democrats have to start focusing on him and turning their attacks towards him if they want to secure the nomination to run against President Trump in November. Now, as far as all the free stuff that Senator Bernie Sanders is promising to Americans, Republican Senator from Georgia David Perdue says it's not going to happen, and we've seen this before.
Well, if you look at what he's promising, it's the same thing that the Soviets did in Russia, the Germans did in 33, the Cubans did in 59, and even Venezuela today. It's a lie. And so what we're talking about here, Bernie is promising all this free stuff, Steve, but the very people who he's promising to will be the ultimate payers. They'll be the ones that'll have to pay. Let me give you an example. He says, well, we'll just tax the rich a little more.
Right.
To just do the Green New Deal. Just the Green New Deal would take the entire earned income of America, everybody, including these college students who are going to graduate and get jobs.
Senator Perdue speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.